I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It is a Friday afternoon. Jim Angel from the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, our state climatologist, now joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Jim, thanks for being with us. I want to go back and look over the month of August so far. It's been pretty dry in the state. Do you know how dry?
Yes. You know, if you look at the numbers across the state right now, the statewide average is 0.9 inches. That is about a fourth of what we normally get in August. The long-term average is 3.6 inches. So very dry. In fact, it's on track to be one of our driest if it doesn't start raining anytime soon. I think the driest was back in 1953 with just a little over an inch. So we're kind of in that ballpark of seeing numbers like that. You know, we had some rain last night, but it was pretty scattered and mostly confined to the northern third of the state. So that'll push it, the average a little higher, but it's, by and large, it's still very dry out there.
It won't push it very much higher, right? At this point, it still looks like a record breaker as number one?
Yeah. Well, yes, it looks like it could still be a record breaker. And if we look at the long-term forecast, it doesn't look any better. I looked out to 7 days, and the precipitation amounts that they're forecasting for Illinois are very modest, like a tenth of an inch or less. So there's just not much going on out there the next week or so as far as precipitation goes.
Evaporative rates might be pretty high. We're going to go into the 90s next week.
That's right. That's the other side of the story. You know, all summer we've kind of been lucky in that it has been dry, but it has not been as hot as last year. You know, we're already up in the 90s and into the lower 100s at this point, but this year that kind of cut us a break, at least temporarily, to be cooler, but now the heat is coming in. So we might start seeing some deterioration in the corn and soybean crop because of that.
What else can you tell me about the weather forecast? What do those temperatures look like over the next 4 or 5 days?
Yes, if you look at the temperatures, it's going to kind of a slow and steady march over the weekend. You know, it's going to be highs in this area around in the upper 80s by the time we get into Sunday, and low 90s by Monday. And by midweek, around Wednesday, it'll probably be the hottest day of the week. 95 degrees for high, but probably more telling to me is the fact that the lows are going to be in the low 70s. So that means we're going to have a lot of humidity along with the heat as well. So it's not cooling off at night, and it's going to be very warm during the daytime.
Oh, that's just fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, just in time for the Farm Progress Show.
You betcha. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Jim Angel. He's at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Joined us here on the Closing Market Report for a Friday afternoon. Don't forget, we will be at Farm Progress Show all 3 days next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the show, that is. You can come out and see us. I'll be live from the show site on the radio during the 2 o'clock hour with the Closing Market Report. Orion Samuelson will join us in the University of Illinois tent as well. That's located at the corner of 3rd and West Avenue. And you can come see him between the 10:30 and 11:30 hour. I sure do hope that you make it over to the Farm Progress Show and visit us there at the University of Illinois tent. Again, we're at 3rd and West. That's just about 3 blocks to the south of the main gate. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Chip Flory will be our guest on Commodity Week. We'll record that at 4:30 this afternoon.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of 5 new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.